You just miss out on the third year.
Okay, yes, so Mr. Johnson is going to leave us this time. Okay. This will be a four-member panel made up of Honorable Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will serve as panel chair for this. This is from Mr. Gary, ADC number 112689. And this is a commutation hearing, phase one hearing for him. Based on information that the board has had an opportunity to review, and I would point out just for the record that he does fall under the new policy, and based on information that we have, he's serving one term, and that is for child adult abuse. He received a 10-year sentence, and he's asking for time served. His CSBD date is listed as, May 25, 2022. His CSED date is listed as January 23rd, 2024. And his ERC is listed as August 10, 2022. Based upon the information that I've gleaned, and I'm going to be very brief in consideration of time consideration, as my distinguished colleague of time management, as my distinguished colleague would say, time management. Okay, the offense itself, when there are two offenses, but and I'm going to mention both of them in passing. The first one was April the 1st, 2010, when the defendant physically assaulted his girlfriend, and that was based upon an argument regarding their son. He struck the victim, that is his girlfriend, in the face with a closed fist, also in the head, and he also kicked her as well. And she eventually ended up going to the hospital with a broken nose, and he declined. He said that he was not involved. The second offense is January 1st. This would be 2011. He physically assaulted his 11-year-old niece after discovering that she was in a room with a 22-year-old male friend of his, and she was that they were in the bedroom at the time. After he yelled at her, and he began to he began to punch her, kick, and stomp her until she was unconscious. She, according to the pre-sentence report, she had some alcohol in her system. She went to the hospital, and she was in the ICU for 6 days, and he felt that he should be placed on probation for the offense themselves. Just a couple other things I will point out is that in 2015, he had four major violations. One was for obstructing staff, another one for criminal damage, another one for possession of drugs, and another one for self-possession. And he also had a minor in 2015, and that was disrespect to the staff. He felt that the sentence was excessive in as much as it was done. He felt that that this was a double conviction, that he had already done 10 years, and he felt that he did not wish to leave his daughter, and that she felt that something would be wrong. That's his daughter, niece. He's taken some psychological medications, as well as reading some self-help books as well. And he felt that this was double punishment according to ARS 13-116, and that he was charged with two crimes. I would point out the fact that he was a member of STG. And I am going to say, because I think before we can get to phase two, although we can talk about phase two, move to phase two here, I think before I would even talk about that, was the sentence excessive. I would point out the fact that he did end up with a plea agreement, and the plea agreement was 10 years, was the presumptive sentence. The minimum would have been 5 years, and the maximum would have been 15. But at this time, I'm prepared to listen to his any board members who might want to add something first. Board members, any discussion? None at the moment. So who want to speak first? Family supporters. Who want to come up and speak? I know you've been here all day. I know you're tired of being here, but you feel free to come up and say something if you want to. It's left up to you. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but I just want to give you the opportunity to speak if you would like to in as much. And I really appreciate the patience of all of you today, and we apologize for us just now getting to it. And I'm going to ask you to be brief because we still have three others before we leave for today. Yes, ma'am, and please state your name for the record. We do not have to swear you in when we're doing these computations. You're not going to be sworn in. So what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Eshauna Windham.
And what do you want to tell the board this afternoon, ma'am?
I'm John Gary's sister, baby sister. John has been a changed man from the time he came home when I was 14. And I seen that him being a great father and everything that he had going on, playing football, going to school for business. He was on the right foot until he hung around or involved himself with so-called friends, I guess I can say it like that, when he was trying to protect my niece. My mother left, and he had where he has to have custody of her to take her to school and everything, but he'd been having her since she was 4 months, before my sister passed away. He had her. My sister passed away at one, my niece was one. I just believe that him being locked up and not able to be with his family, he's also having all kind of sickness going on. He have kids that's getting older. My mother is getting of age, and she has a lot of illnesses going on as well, but she's covered with the blood of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I just want to say that I believe that he has understanding now. I believe he has understanding and that he's going to do well with his kids and to be in the in society and his family, and we can support him 100%. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Stated so well.
Yes.
Anybody else wants to come forward this time? She's hesitated to come, and she even have a note, and she's still hesitated to even come up here. She had already thought about it. Please state your name, ma'am.
I'm Marquita Allen.
And what do you want to tell the board, ma'am?
Basically, I'm John Gary's fiance. I believe that John deserves a second chance. While John has made mistakes, I believe that he was on his way to a fresh start. He had not found gainful employment, but he was also looking and going out doing daily work, daily pay, and stuff like that. He also has support from his family and also extended family and friends, and I believe he will do better with his children and family, also with my children also. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Anyone else wishes to come forward at this time? Once. Anyone else wants to come forward at this time? Twice. Anyone else wishes to come forward at this time? Thrice. Nobody else is coming forward at this time. Therefore, the board will now go into discussion, and we're going to ask that everyone would remain quiet while the board is in discussion. I would point out the fact that as one board member, and I'm only speaking as one board member, and that's what we all do. We speak independent of each other. And one of the things that we do look at is to see if the offense itself was excessive. And I'm going to get to that in just a few minutes. I do understand Mr. Gary, what he was involved in, especially when it involved his 11-year-old niece slash daughter. I do understand that. Unfortunately, he lost it. That's the problem, in my opinion. and he started kicking. She ended up in ICU for 6 days. And this was just, you know, and I can understand with his having been incarcerated all that time, and I can also understand that he wanted to protect his daughter, a niece. I can understand that and appreciate it. But to make a long story short, from as one board member, when I looked at it and he was the sentence excessive? That was one of the things that I looked at from the beginning. The sentence was not excessive. It was he received the presumptive sentence. The presumptive sentence was 10 years, and that's exactly what he received. Of course, he could have received the minimum, which would have been 5, but by the same token, he could have received the maximum. By the same token, he also, if you really go back and read the notes as I did, he also had violated his probation. And with that being said, I am not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move not to pass Mr. Garrett to phase two, and and his ADC number is 112689. And I just want to thank y'all so very much, and I do understand, and don't accept this as a setback, but continue to work with him, go visit him, girlfriend, go be a part of his life, make sure that he feels a part of a family, because when he gets out, he's going to need it. Thanks all of you for your for staying around and being with us today, and this will end the hearing. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Ivan. Hold on. One okay. Quick notation. Once again, that was for inmate John Gary, ADC number 112689. Thank you.
Okay.